This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Congress returns to work today, and the number one topic is the U.S. Senate health care bill.
I'm thankful that they hit the pause button, but now it's time to get it right, because what they're considering, it's so wrong that I don't think it could be made right.
Governor John Bel Edwards recently did a conference call with fellow Democratic Governor Stephen Bullock of Montana, who also has very little nice to say about the bill.
The proposals in Congress are talking about cutting a program that saves lives in order to give tax breaks to the wealthy.
Edwards adds,
there is nothing in the bill presently being considered by the Senate that really does anything to rein in health care costs. I've actually had a few people tell me, well, they know it's bad. They just figured there's enough time between now and when it kicks in that they'll get it fixed. Well, that's not the responsible way to legislate on such important matters.
Edwards says he's been in close contact with Louisiana's two Republican U.S. senators, urging them to reject this bill.
As soon as we saw the bill, we knew that Louisiana was being treated unfairly because of the way they were going to try to compute the cap with eight quarters between 2014 and 2017. Because we don't have eight quarters of Medicaid expansion, Louisiana is singled out for very harsh treatment under the formula for those caps. When they talk about phasing out Medicaid expansion starting in 2021, for Louisiana, it will end in 2021 because at that point in time, it will become unaffordable.
In the past year alone, 430,000 previously uninsured Louisiana residents have gotten health care coverage through the Medicaid expansion program. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.